It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
So today for our regular segment with Green Party co-leader James Shaw, we spoke a little bit about where the Green Party is at after a year with ministerial positions in government. We also talked a little bit about COP24, which is the climate change convention later on in the year. And James has just been in Poland organising how it's all going to go down later on in the year. So I began by asking what the convention is all about.
Yeah, so COP is the Conference of the Parties, which is the annual conference under the United Nations Climate Change Framework, which has been going now for 24 years. So when people talk about this as COP24, it's the 24th conference. And actually, it's the culmination in a year-long process. And the issues that get dealt with each year are different from the year before. Paris, which was COP21, obviously culminated in the Paris Agreement. This one is sort of what we're calling it the rule book for Paris. So the Paris Agreement was actually quite short and talked about, you know, what it is we're trying to do, but it didn't say a great deal about how we intend to do it. So this year is actually quite important because it says how we're going to do it.
So it's basically sort of finding a structure for the Paris Agreement, is that correct?
Yeah, but the Paris Agreement's got a lot of articles and commitments in each of those articles, but it doesn't go into a lot of specificity about, you know, what that means in practice. And so basically countries are getting together to say, well, you know, how are we actually going to execute on that commitment?
Do you have any ideas how, like, what some of those plans might be?
Yeah, well, there's an infinite amount of detail, but broadly speaking, there's sort of three or four main areas that we're dealing with. One is finance. So one of the big kind of commitments under Paris was that developed countries would assist developing countries to upgrade their economies in a low-carbon fashion. And so, as you can imagine, the developing countries are kind of keen to get some detail around how that's going to look. Second area is what we call transparency, which is a bit like the accounting system, if you like, for Paris, which is how do we measure progress? What are the things that we want to cover in our transparency reports? Do developing countries have to do everything, given that most of them, you know, don't have 2 cents to rub together to be able to do a lot of this stuff? So, you know, that's kind of one of the areas. Third one is mitigation, which is, basically how we report on reducing our emissions. And the final one is around adaptation, which is what are the processes for adapting to the effects of climate change, like the storms and the floods and so on that we experience here in New Zealand.
Is there anything in particular that you're hoping New Zealand will bring to the table at the conference, discussion-wise?
Yeah, well, I mean, New Zealand tends to play the role of a broker country, so we generally want this thing to work, and you know, we don't have we've obviously got our own kind of national interest, but our view of things is broadly speaking that actually the global interest is more important, and that it's more important to make this work. So for example, last week I was facilitating a couple of workshops on transparency, which is an area where I think New Zealand does pretty well. And so we don't have anything to kind of gain or lose as a result of the outcome of those negotiations. And so the kind of role that we play is trying to help to facilitate the outcome.
Just talking a little bit about that whole idea that on a global scale it's so important. I feel like it's constantly brought up that it's so important that globally we work together to combat climate change. But how can we ensure that happens with things like COP24 when large countries like the US don't necessarily agree with global treaties like this?
Yeah, well, this is the hard part, right? So the United States is actually still in the negotiations here, and that's because while Donald Trump said that they were going to withdraw, there's actually a 2-year process. So in the meantime, they're actually still participating in the process, and I guess everyone's hope is that the outcome, for example, this year will be such that they feel that they can come back into the agreement, that they don't actually withdraw. And so that's kind of hanging in the background. But, you know, as you can imagine, you've got countries like Tuvalu at one end who are threatened with literally threatened with the extinction of their homelands. And at the other end, you've got, you know, countries like Saudi Arabia who depend almost entirely on revenue from fossil fuel production. And so it does make getting agreement extremely difficult. But that's the remarkable thing about the Paris Agreement, was that we actually managed to get everyone on board despite that incredible array of kind of starting positions.
How effective will the discussions at the conference be to make changes in New Zealand? Is it likely that potentially the rule book for Paris could make legislative changes in New Zealand?
Well, one of the things that we're doing through the Zero Carbon Act and with the reforms to the 2002 Climate Change Response Act is to ensure that we're compliant with the Paris Agreement. So particularly the 2002 Act, of course, you know, was, well, what was that, 15 years before the Paris Agreement passed. And so there are some things that need to get updated about it. I think when it comes to the rulebook, we'll have to wait and see where it lands. But I actually think on most things, New Zealand is doing pretty well. If I was to sort of think about, you know, the kind of likely areas where the rule book's going to finish up this year, I think that the implications for us probably aren't that great in a legislative term.
So just moving on to talk a little bit about the change of government. It's been a year since the change of government, and since the Green Party's got ministerial posts in the coalition government. Could you give me a brief rundown of the most significant wins for the Green Party over this time?
Yeah, look, there's kind of three or four kind of headlines I think that we're particularly proud of. For me personally, I first started campaigning for light rail in Wellington in 1990, which is a very long time ago now. And so in this year's budget, we got $14.5 billion allocated to, sorry, not the budget, in the land transport fund got $14.5 billion allocated to rapid transit, light rail, buses, walking and cycling and so on. And whilst it's going to take 10 years to deploy that money, that will be utterly transformational for Auckland, Wellington, Christchurch and so on. So I'm really, really delighted about that. We got the largest funding increase in 16 years for the Department of Conservation, which is timely given the biodiversity crisis that the country faces. Jan Logie's members bill that got passed, supporting people who are affected by domestic violence. Those would be my sort of top three. But we've also, if you look at our confidence and supply agreement, there are 20 items on it, and we're making pretty good progress on about 7 or 8 of those in the last year. I think we'll probably hit off another third this year, and then the final third in election year. So I kind of feel like it's almost kind of the list is almost too big to go into, but I'm pretty pleased with progress so far.
What is the next sort of most pressing issue that the Green Party wants to focus on now?
Well, you would have read fairly recently that David Park has launched the big water initiative. It's taken us most of the year to put in place the kind of background policy work on that. That has obviously been one of our top three priorities in every campaign for the last 10 years at least. And so we are paying quite a lot of attention to how that goes. Mental health, we've got the special working group on that coming back in the next couple of months or so. And so that's going to be a big focus is where have they gotten to. And early next year we should be getting the report back from the tax working group. And obviously we're really keen to restore fairness to the New Zealand economy and are kind of relying on the tax working group to give us a steer of how that's going to play out.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.